government has been consistently examining the cost of imported oil and the impact this spending has on the national budget. Today, we look at plans by the government to conduct exploration across the island to determine the potential for commercial oil and gas. Stay with us. Globally, energy security is seen as one of the primary assets of first world countries. This is viewed as an economic advantage for the fiscal programs of developed countries because of the importance of energy to the growth of an economy. In pursuing continued growth of the Jamaican economy, government realizes the importance of energy security. In this vein, the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining has granted permission for the exploration of oil and gas across the island and is in the final stages of negotiation for a company to conduct further surveys. Portfolio Minister Philip Paul explains the importance of energy to the economy.
Energy is such a major component in the cost of doing business, in the cost of living, and to take steps to address that, then we wouldn't have a future as an economy going forward. And so the focus has been to ensure that there is energy security.
He says the fluctuation in oil prices recently is an indication of how unpredictable energy costs can be, adding to further instability within the economy. Last month, Total Jamaica began conducting seismic survey activities across the island using a BGP Challenger vessel at a cost of $70 million. The company is conducting exploratory work on the south coast of the island, which has been identified in the past as having good frontiers for exploration. Minister Paulwell points out that this initiative is part of government's plan to continue the search for oil and gas, which began in the 1980s.
We have found oil and gas shows before, but we have never found them in commercial quantities, and that is what this exercise is, to pinpoint exactly where the possibility of oil and gas reservoirs to be greatest.
He says if Jamaica can source its own oil and gas, this will significantly boost the country's efforts to achieve energy independence.
There are a number of companies now that have approached the government to find other areas in and around Jamaica for exploration, and it signals that Jamaica really is an important place for future oil and gas exploration.
Recently, Minister Paulwell announced that the ministry is in the final stages of negotiations with a major energy company to undertake further oil and gas explorations across the country. These negotiations are scheduled to end in March, at which point a license will be granted for exploration of the southeast section of the island. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says the country will not be on a stable economic traction unless it frees itself of fossil fuel-generated energy. In outlining a few of the plans being pursued by the Electricity Sector Enterprise Team, ESET, Dr. Phillips says energy affects every ministry within the government.
Cabinet put in place an Electricity Sector Enterprise Team essentially to replace aging equipment and modernize the electricity generation facilities and to move out of oil and into natural gas.
Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips. Government is also embarking on the expansion of Wicton and BMR wind farms in Manchester and St. Elizabeth, respectively. The construction of a solar generation facility in Content Clarendon and the development of a natural gas plant in Bogue, St. James are also to be expanded.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.